For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier, brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Look out. Here I am, Charlie.
Sunday afternoon, it must be Talking Dirty
time. Well, and I'm telling you, you've been out of town, out doing fun stuff without me. It's not fun. And listen, I've been meaning to talk to you because, and really to everybody, I've got a dilemma on my hands.
A dilemma?
Oh, yes. Well, it's a pet dilemma, and everybody knows I don't know anything about pets. But I've got this Jack Russell dog, Riley, Smiley Riley.
The bane of your existence.
Well, we've gotten to be good buddies now. Yeah. I mean, of all things, I never imagined it, but I mean, he just wants to do whatever I'm doing. And he's pretty happy about things, but I just never expected this. And maybe I should go back a little bit. You know, all my kids, one deal I always had is I never take a child to fill in the blank, school, daycare, whatever it may be. I never take them the first day, ever, because I am the world's biggest pushover. If that child starts crying, I will get right back in the car and go. I have driven through the line at St. Dominic's because a child started to cry on me and went right on back home, which, of course, my wife berates me over that, but that's a whole other story. So since my children know all that, oh, go ahead. You want?
No. I was just going to say I used to teach elementary school way back in the day, and that first day of school, and I was teaching fifth or sixth grade, but I'd have an opportunity to see those kindergarten and first grade moms and their babies coming in, and I don't know who it was the hardest on, but I think it was the moms.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know, they would the kid would be crying and the mom would be crying. And the best thing you could do, and if I had an opportunity, I'd say just take them to the
That's
door.
That's what the teachers would say to
put them in and turn around and walk out.
They literally pulled me aside a couple of times and said, Mr. Lord, now listen, you're going to have to just try. I know it looks bad, but you've got to go.
You're making it worse.
I have caught one running out of the classroom to me. That's how bad it is, and that's what a pushover I am. So why would I expect that any different out of a pet? Well, because they're pets. They're not supposed to do all this. So I've spent almost 2 years getting this dog to like me, and so now every morning it's like, okay, man, I'll see you this afternoon. He pouts. I'll go, what's up with you? He won't look at me. Then we have this large window. I've grown up in this house, so this large window in our in the front of our house is has been, you know, that's part of our existence.
I think I know what's coming.
Right. So I park on the street.
Right.
Why? Because I let all my kids park in the driveway.
Okay.
So I park on the street. I get in the car. I look back towards the window. There is the lonely face of Mr. Riley, the Jack Russell, staring at me. Okay, so I get in the car. I drive down. We have a cul-de-sac. I have to circle around. I have to go. He's still waiting for me there at the window. It is the worst thing in the world. So I have got to figure out a way to do something about that because that is unbearable. So anyway, that's if you have any ideas of how to handle that, y'all got to help me out with that because that is the worst thing. Now,
we have to have a national take your dog to work day.
I have thought, and look, I have brought him up there in the morning, and I got to tell you, he loves it. It's like, hey, the whole gang's here. This is wonderful. But if I do that, I probably wouldn't take him back home. So I have brought him up there for a short time. And then, of course, my wife took him and went back home because I'm a coward. I'm the same kind of guy that would make all the deposits at the bank and let her make the withdrawals so I look good. And so,
I see. Yeah.
So anyway, if anybody has any ideas what to do, please stop by the store, email me, text me, whatever
bring,
you want to
bring
do.
A picture of your dog.
And let me know how to get. By and the way,
you need to have his picture up at the store.
Well, if I did, I don't know. I don't know. I've thought about even having one of those frames where, you know, the pictures come out, because I really want to get other people with their pets, because believe me, there is a lot I'm learning from you guys out there. And by the way, you're listening to the ANA Vacuum Cleaner Show.
Probably a good idea to mention that.
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody
yes.
might have thought you were a veterinarian or something.
Yes, we are in the floor care business and have been since 1954 and no, three generations.
No fleas on y'all.
Definitely not. We got two locations, one in West Mobile, a block west of University, and one in Fairhope, about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. My brother Tony's there. My son Steven does our built-in central vacuum section of our business. And then between me and Paul and Anthony and Demontres, we got everything handled at the Cottage Hill store, which tells you how good Tony is. It takes one of him to equal four of us, which
yeah,
is pretty
doesn't
shameful.
Tony get lonely over there in Fairhope sometimes?
Well, actually, the man is a one-man show, and anybody that's been over to Fairhope and dealt with him, mm-hmm. there's more energy in that man, and has always been, than any four or five people you've ever seen on energy drinks.
You might have recalled that he was on the very first ANA Vacuum Mart show.
Yes.
And I don't even think we had quite come up with the Talking Dirty title by then, but he did an imitation of an old Jewish fellow, I think.
Yes.
And that thing went on for about 5 minutes. And before we even told anybody what the show was about, I mean, the man's has he done community theater?
Yes.
Because he can do a lot of voices. And
he's won awards in the acting circuit, I guess you would say, around here.
How come he hadn't been back? Does he want a check? Is that what the deal is?
Well, he loves it, and luckily I have him at the store. He is truly talented and gifted, and he has been since 18. You know, he was one of those kids that my mom sat with him every night to do homework. It was horrible. He hated school. He hated homework. And one day was asked to fill in for somebody as a last second in a play.
Uh-huh.
He learned the entire play that afternoon, went there that night to do it, and I had never seen him do this. You know, he was just my dorky younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there, and I watch him.
Blown away.
Oh, my gosh. And you never want to say my 18-year-old brother, who's 10 years younger than me, by the way, is unbelievably gifted. You know, he just is your, like I said, your dorky brother. Incredible stage presence. And anybody that's ever dealt with him can see that that truly is what he is. He just never wanted to move away. And I can't say anything about that because I love my hometown. I never wanted to move away. And I think it would take that to do the things that he would have wanted to do in that business. Look, he did it. He loved it. He's terrific at it. And thank goodness we have him at ANA Vacuum Mart. That's all I can say. So my dorky brother is actually very talented, is the way it's turned out.
Well,
so
let's do a little commercial business here. ANA Vacuum Mart's got two locations. Where is it in Fairhope?
Well, we're a half mile south of Thomas Hospital. We're right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. We own that little shopping strip we're in. In fact, that is one very important factor about our stores.
Is Radio Shack still there?
Radio Shack's still there.
Wow.
He's still doing well. He is the only locally owned one, and he does a terrific job.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Talking Dirty with David and Charlie.
And when we come back, we'll tell you where the Mobile store is.
I think we will.
Okay.
Yes.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. David Lord from A&A Vacuum. Two locations, West Mobile, we're a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, and in Fairhope, a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. We've been in the floor care business forever. We repair vacuum shampooers, steam mops. We sell all of those. I'll give our telephone numbers in West Mobile. It is 661-3549. And in Fairhope, it is 928-9286. Please check out our website, aavacuum.net. And what I think you're going to find, we have a truly unique website that's about to get even better. On our site, we have all the machines you would see at a big box store, the Dysons, the Dirt Devils, the Hoovers, the Sharks, anything that you would see online or at a big box store, we would carry in our store. When you click on the vacuums on our webpage, there is a short video, 30 seconds, a minute, to show you what the machine's features are, prices, things like that, because I am determined to beat Amazon on every single machine that we sell. Now, the advantage to coming to our store is that we sell our products cheaper than Amazon. So if you have your smartphone and want to scan that and Google it right then and there, do it. As a matter of fact, I keep an iPad at both stores so that somebody can do that anytime they want. So if you don't have your phone in with you, use our iPad and Google any of the machines. I proudly put our prices on there with the model numbers on there so we can compare apples to apples. But the real advantage is, and maybe I should say it this way, ask a question. Is there anything worse than buying a product, doing a lot of research, and you have to do your own research because, God forbid, if you go into a store and ask a question, they're going to look at, well, that's if you even get a human to look at
you. If you can find a clerk.
That's it. So you do, and people wonder why brick-and-mortar stores are going out of business at the rate that they are going out of business. And we want to say it's the internet. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. It is us. If you take the time to get in a car and drive past a lot of stores to forget the internet and click buy now and come into our store and we don't have product, we don't have information, or worse, we don't even care that you've walked in the door, well, then I don't deserve your business and neither does any other brick and mortar store. In our stores, I have my products all out there. We know everything there is to know about each one of those products. We apply zero pressure. I want you to be able to look, to touch, to try yourself. I will not talk you into a machine sale. I want you to find the product that works for you. And really, the only thing I'll give you or offer in that case are options. Different options of every price range that could be out there. I do all of our warranty work on anything we sell, we do in our store. That's the other pet peeve. You get no information, you get no help, it breaks. The store's not going to do anything. You got to box it up.
You got a big note saying, do not return to store.
Isn't that the truth? Yes. Yeah. And you got to mail it back. And I can't think of anything worse to do. Had a lady the other day who said, this is why I didn't go to Lowe's, and no offense to Lowe's, to buy a vacuum. She said, I went there once before. And she stared for a long time. No one ever came to her. She finally had to go grab somebody. They really didn't know much about the vacuum cleaners. Mm-hmm. She ended up getting one. And then when she took it back I don't know at what stage this was. I think she was told, well, no, we don't mail that back. You've got to mail that back.
And see, who wants to do that?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even.
You know, first of all, you got to probably have to disassemble it a little bit to get it in the original box.
In the box. That's right.
And then you've got to figure out how to pack it, how to tape it up. You can go to one of those UPS or mailing mailbox stores, but it's such a pain and it's such time consuming, and who wants to deal with that?
Absolutely, and so when you come to our store, number one, again, I'll reiterate, we beat Amazon's price. It will be obvious, and you don't have to negotiate that down. It will already be beaten when you walk in the door. You get to try everything before you buy. You know we're going to handle another very important thing we never think about. You buy the vacuum. You go back to buy a package of bags or a filter for that machine, and guess what? They don't carry the vacuum anymore, and they don't carry any of the parts for it, whether they carry the vacuum or not.
Try to find a belt to replace.
Oh, my gosh.
Or heaven help if you needed a beater bar.
That is for sure. Anything on it. And that's we make sure we handle that. But my machines come with a built-in warranty and service plan. So guess what else you don't have to worry about in almost every case? You buy the vacuum, and think about this. You know, we get a car, we get a boat. Anything you buy, we got to remember there will be service-related items. You will have to get that product serviced in almost every case. There will be replacement things on them. And you don't need a big hassle for that. I handle all of it. When you buy the machine, you won't have to worry about, well, how much will this cost to get it serviced every year? It'll be built into the vacuum. It will come free with the machine. What I want for you is you come in and you will immediately know this is the place for you, because you will find the product you're looking for. You will get the best price. You will get the best knowledge and service, and then when it comes time to keep that machine running, looking, smelling good again, that's all built in and part of the sale as well. Again, all under the price of Amazon, so it is a terrific program, all started by my dad, and really all his children are just trying to do our best to keep up his fantastic reputation.
Keep that family tradition alive.
That's it. And maybe I should say from repairs to sales to built-in vacuums, my family is deeply involved in every aspect. This is not a place where when you come in, Dave's in some office somewhere. Dave is working on the vacuums or out there selling the vacuums or servicing them in some way. Dave goes out on central vacuum jobs as much as my kids will let me now. Because they know I'm not in great health, so they don't want me helping as much as I used to.
The image of you, even though at this hour of the day, you could probably outrun most of the cars on the Bayway.
Yes!
Nobody wants to see you jogging across that 8-mile bridge.
That is you know what? To watch me run one block, it would be very disgusting.
Listen, I wanted to ask you something else. And obviously, A&A Vacuum Mart has a great deal on, sales of new vacuums and
sure.
And other cleaning products. But for those people who didn't buy from you, if they've got a problem, don't worry about packing it up and sending it off and maybe never seeing it again. Bring it down to you guys, because you not only can clean it and repair it, but make it look so new that the owner doesn't often recognize it.
That is so true, and I don't say it enough. That is what I definitely want people to understand, is that I don't care where you bought it. It doesn't matter, because I run into this every day. People buy a machine, supposed to have this lifetime warranty on it, and they find out there's really no warranty on it. And
yeah.
In order to recoup any warranty, the amount of hoops they got to jump through, they just finally go, you know what, I just want somebody to fix the thing. Our estimates are always free, almost all of them we do while you wait. so that you know for sure whether it's fixable or not, whether it's worth it or not. And I'll tell you up front, if I don't think it's worth it, I'll say so. In the meantime, whatever you pay for that repair, guaranteed, it will look like about as close to new as you could possibly get. It'll run like new. It'll smell like new. We want the filters changed in it. We want it. Again, we want you to not recognize your machine when you come back in and see it. And really, that is our favorite compliment, as they go, that's not my vacuum.
And don't you do things like a cleanup service, even though it's not broken? It's not working quite like it used to. Once a year, bring it in for a checkup.
Absolutely, because it keeps that machine. You got to remember, this thing is picking up all the filth in your home. You want it running perfectly all the time. And once a year, we do that for people, yes.
What mystery show is this that we're listening to?
This is Talking Dirty with A&A Vacuum Art, David Lord, and Mr. Charlie Moss. And we'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. Let me say, since you just mentioned this to me a second ago, my television show. You got to watch my television show. It's on Comcast 6, 7 to 7:30. And the cool thing about our television show is we do it at our store, so you can see what our store looks like.
Inquiring minds want to know, do you do it with or without makeup?
Well, when you get a look at me, you'll know I've done it without makeup. That is definitely for sure. And I will say,
some guys are a little sensitive about makeup.
Well, and I would be, but I could use quite a bit if you want to know the truth. I will say that television takes away about 6 inches of height from people I've heard. So I look 5'7", but I'm probably much taller than that. I just want you to know, in real life.
Okay.
Yes. And what I do is I make Tony kind of kneel down next to me, so I look taller than him. And
hey, you could get a box.
In all the photographs with my family, I try to stand on my tiptoes. Otherwise, all my boys, oh, heck, my girl, they dwarf me. So it's sad.
It's tough being in the front row of a group picture, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All right, guys, two stores. The Westmobile store number is 661-3549. Ask for Paul over there. In Fairhope, the number is 928-9286. I can't say it enough. Check out our website, aavacuum.net. And I want to talk about two things this segment. Infinity vacuums. We have had a month of selling Infinity vacuums like they're going out of style.
It's a very unique.
Thank you.
I don't know if you can say very unique. It's either unique or different.
That's right.
It's a unique program.
It is.
That you guys dreamed up.
Well, yes, we did, but with the help of two top-notch companies. In the vacuum world, I know everybody thinks when the first thing that comes to mind is like Dyson or Shark, because they do all the advertising, and I would go a different way. The two best manufacturers of floor care right now, and have been for several years, is Miele, M-I-E-L-E. They're a German company. They make appliances. They have been number one in Consumer Report in vacuums. I'm talking about uprights, canisters, robotic vacuums, number one, third year in a row. Ricar, R-I-C-C-A-R, is one of three American companies that I carry. The other is Simplicity and Orec in my store. And to me, they make the best products. They are constantly working to improve their products. I will know about a fault long before it ever comes to me from a customer. What an incredible thing to have from my standpoint. Usually they will already have an answer to how to fix it or what to do to handle it. And, you know, when you're dealing with people, and especially in the vacuum cleaner business, look, you don't care about the vacuum until it stops working and you got company coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes incredibly important. You don't need an answer 3 weeks from now. You need to know how to fix that now.
And I don't know if there's any place you can go to rent one.
You know, I don't know that there is either. I get asked that every day, and obviously I don't rent them.
We have never talked about that.
Yeah, I don't know that there is a place, but I would say this probably like shampooers. You know, if you go rent these shampooers, what you get is a machine that's not working very well and smells to high heaven because it's other people's dirt.
Yeah.
And I would tell people, don't even borrow your friend or neighbor's vacuum, because rest assured, it will break while you're using it. Or how do you know if it's broken already or not? So you're going to get stuck with the repair bill one way or another, or replacement bill.
Or it's full of germs.
Well, and it will be. Again, we use a vacuum to pick up filth, not dirt, filth and germs, and keep it away from us. And when we worked with these two manufacturers, what we wanted was a program of the best vacuums. I didn't say the most expensive, because look, there's Rainbow out there for $2,800. There's Kirby out there for about $2,000. There's Electrolux for about $2,000. All of these Infinity vacuums are going to be cheaper than those machines, with long warranties, anywhere from 5 years to 10 years of warranties that include free servicing as much as any time you want it, whenever you want it, all the repairs, all the filter changes, the ability to get a loaner vacuum of the same brand if your machine goes down and we cannot fix it immediately, a rental shampooer, and I'm using the word rental, but you will rent it for free, and you will be given the shampoo for free. So as a result, I can just say in the past week or so, I've got a few thank yous to go out. One of them is Sylvia Hunter. She is from Loosedale, Mississippi. She had literally a brand new Dyson that when we plugged it in, it knocked all the breakers out in our store.
Oh, man. Sounds like a short.
Well, it was a hair-raising experience, that's for sure. And so it was DOA. They thought about it for a couple of weeks. I think we gave them one call just to see if they were still thinking about things. Other than that, we didn't hound them. They came back in, and they got a what would be called a Recar Radiance. So this is a 10-year Infinity machine, and literally they do not have to spend a dime except for bags for the entire 10 years. We will keep it serviced. Literally, they can walk in today, get it totally cleaned, filters changed, serviced, picked it up. They could pick it up. They could go clean their daughter's house if they wanted, pick up any germ, anything, sheetrock dust, bring it in the next day and say, will you service it again? We will do all of that again for free on that particular machine and its Infinity program. So it is truly all-encompassing. We want to handle everything from the moment you get in to 10 years down the road. Your machine should look, run, and smell really almost as good as the day you bought it, because we're going to make sure that it's running that well. You will never be asked for a receipt. We don't need your blood type. We will keep records of every bit of this and handle all of it. And then if you walk in and say, okay, I'm ready to use the shampooer now. I'm not in the shampooer rental business. That's not what we do. We keep our machines only for the people that are on this Infinity program. So when you get it, it's always clean. It's always smelling good, because I go through each one carefully. You will pick up the machine. You will pick up the shampoo. That will all be free. If you say, look, I live in Loosedale, it'd be a week before I get back here. Not a problem. Again, I don't have people waiting for it, you know, a long line of people that want to rent it, because that's not what we do. It's just for Infinity program people. So that's what she's going to get. Literally, her vacuum cleaner is not going to be a worry for her ever. Another one I've got to really thank is when you pay your water bill, I want you to tell them thank you for me.
water bill?
Yes, Mobile Water came in. He said, I'm tired of our commercial vacuums breaking, having to wait a month or two from where we get it worked on before we can use it again. We can't go that long and not vacuum.
Yeah.
So he came in, he looked at some machines. He ended up buying a Ricard. It's called a Vibrance Premium. By the way, these machines, our whole entire Infinity program is on aavacuum.net. And again, when you click on these machines, you'll get a short video of what these machines do and what they offer for you. But in his case, it is a six-year Infinity warranty. And he said, man, our problems are solved. If I don't have to worry about this thing for the next 6 years, we don't have a problem anymore. And he won't. I don't say these things will never break because men make them, and so they will break. But there's nothing that they can break that I can't fix, that I won't have the parts for. And if Murphy's Law kicked in and I did not have the necessary parts, well, the water company will have a vacuum that's a Ricard to go vacuum their place. And that
just takes all the worry away.
Well, that's it. He just, you know, schools, churches, cleaning people. It's such a wonderful product to have and to just know you don't have to worry about any of that. Now, over in Tony's store, I have to give a big thank you to Miss Jennifer Loki, who's been a longtime customer. She has bought Ricard vacuums for years, but she finally came in. In fact, it was on Wednesday, and she got a Ricard. It's called a Superlight. It's a R10 premium, just so you know, but it's a 7-pound self-propelled vacuum. She says, listen, I got three cats, a dog, kids, and a husband. So basically, I have a bunch of animals living there. Mm-hmm. I have got to be able to vacuum, and it's got to get it in one pass. Well, that's what she's buying. And then if anything happens to it, it's covered. She will bring it in any and all times, whenever she wants, as often as she wants, and get it completely serviced. So if her animals all stink, like my animals do, mostly the husband, well, don't worry, because her vacuum will always be smelling great, because we're going to make sure of that. So when you're looking at vacuums, go to aavacuum.net. Look at our line of machines. Look at our Infinity program. Now, that's not our only program, but that is our very best program. Anything you get from us will be cheaper and better than anywhere else you could possibly get it. And we will handle everything from assembly on to repairing and service. You will never have to worry about any of that. So, again, check us out for that. I probably should give our addresses again. If you go to West Mobile, it's a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. If you go to Fairhope, we're a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. My brother Tony's over there. That telephone number is 928-9286. And then remember, check out our website, aavacuum.net. And that is the music that means we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is David Lord talking dirty, A&A Vacuum.
Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, we're back.
Kind of hard to talk when your headphones fall.
Well, my headphones had a malfunction, and they're really still malfunctioning. But that's okay, because I am a highly trained vacuum cleaner person. So just give me a screwdriver, and I'll start with...
A vacuum cleaner radio person.
I am.
How many of those are out there?
You know, there's not many multifaceted, talented people like myself out there.
One thing you haven't done this whole hour is tell us when you're open.
You know, and that's why you're here.
I try to remember what to say.
Yes.
And it's becoming more of a challenge.
Well, I was going to say, you put you and me together, we almost make one decent human being.
And probably about a century and a half of years.
Yes, we're open 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to 4 on Saturday, obviously closed on Sunday. And if I remember right, you were going to ask me a question.
Yeah, well, the Infinity Program, and, you know, we've talked about my wife does some work cleaning houses.
Yes.
And some office buildings. And the idea of being on a big job and having your equipment just...
Oh, man.
You know, fall apart and you're stuck and you got to get the job done because... people are going to be coming in Monday morning expecting you to be out of there. I love the idea of the Infinity Program because your cares are taken care of. You take your broken machine in, and if you guys can't fix it right away, you can take a loaner out of the store with
yes.
you, a free rental. But the question that I had, or not a question, I just want you to say it. You mentioned somebody got one on the 10-year plan, and then the Mobile
yes.
Water person got it on a 6-year plan. So, and I'm sure there's a little budget difference depending on how long, but it is available on a variation of
there is. I've got some with
lost my way in the middle. Of that,
you know, so. No, that was good. 4-year in Infinity Program I have. All the way up to 10.
Yeah.
And yes, there'll be some differences in prices, and it will make sense to you. If you want to go on our website, aavacuum.net, when you look across the top, there will be a category that says Infinity Program. And you can click on that, and what it will be is pictures of the various Infinity machines
mm-hmm.
that you'll click on and get a short video. And you'll get to – some of those you get to watch what they pick up and how to use them. Some are canisters. Some are uprights. Again, what we wanted from Mila and from Ricard. We feel like they make the best machines and they back it up better than anybody else. And we wanted to use that and then what they know about us, which is we will do the things that we tell people we'll do. So what I said to them is I will provide all the work if you will back me up with parts and on this warranty aspect of it. And they were all for it. So just to go tell you, there is nobody in the country doing anything like this. If you found these machines online, which you can, you will not get a program anywhere near this. And the fact is, to take advantage of it, you'd probably have to mail it back to them anyway. So, for Marguerite, the great thing is she could be in the middle of a job, it break down, bring the vacuum there. That would be my first question. When do you need this back? She would say, I got to have it right now. I got to finish this job. I will get started on it right then. The other guys will clear the way for me, handle everything else so we can get started on her machine. And yes, if we couldn't fix it quickly, then she would go out with a loaner, a Ricard or Mila, just depending on what machine she has, until we get hers fixed. And then she can pick it up then, and it'll be running and looking and smelling like new. So that is exactly what I had in mind when we came up with this. And look, we think as homeowners that won't happen. Well, let me tell you, if you buy a machine for your home and you have a cleaning person there, isn't the worst thing in the world to know that you got to pay them, but they're not going to be able to vacuum? So, again, we can eliminate all that worry, that hassle for you. Believe me, vacuum cleaners is nothing that any of y'all want to think about or worry about. Let me do that. We'll do all of that for you, so it's not even an issue for you. Your question sidetracked me, and I wanted to talk about vacuum flow systems.
Oh, okay.
So I've got just a few minutes here, and I want to really thank a gentleman we've done work for a few years now, and he's been very good to us, Mike. Hendrickson. He's a little older than me, but he's a McGill boy. And his mom is a customer of ours in Mobile. And he builds homes. We kid around and tell him he's built almost all the homes on County Road 1. But he loves built-in vacuums. And built-in vacuums are wonderful because they are 100% dust-free. They have great power. They have great durability. They offer so much in noise suppression and really just all around being able to be wonderful to use and last a long time. They've suffered from one issue to me, which is not everybody wants to carry or lug around a 30-foot hose from spot to spot to use their machine. And then storing the hose has been an issue. Well, a few years ago, my son started working with a company called Hide-A-Hose to make a retractable hose system for central vacuum systems. So instead of lugging a 30-foot hose up to a port and plugging the hose in and starting to vacuum, you now go up to the wall and lift up a door and pull out 10 feet of hose, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 feet if you want, of hose that you can vacuum the whole house. And then when you're through, in just a couple of seconds, that hose retracts up into the wall. You don't have to store it. You don't have to think about it. Well, Mr. Hendrickson has had us do his central vacuums for years, and I'd say the last four or five, the customer requested a Hide-A-Hose system. So they got the best of everything, a Recar central vacuum system, which is absolutely the best with a real lifetime warranty, and then this Hide-A-Hose system, which Stephen is the very best at putting those in.
And no noise in the house and no dust in
the house either.
And even no dust when you're emptying the bag out in the garage
or wherever
the unit's located.
Yes, nobody gets affected by the dust and the germs that vacuums can spread. But Mike had not had one in his personal home. And so he came by the store one day just to let Tony know he's going to be working on his personal home here and he's going to want a central vac in it. And Tony had a chance. You know, Mike had had them put in these homes, but we haven't finished them out yet. So he hasn't seen the final product. So he finally got a chance to look and he said, that is the greatest thing ever. And it truly is. If you've had a built-in vacuum in the past and you don't want to do it again, I want you to go to our website, aavacuum.net. We have a central vacuum section. Click on that. You will see Hide-A-Hose. You will rethink central vacuum systems. And on that note, Charlie, that's Dad taking us home. So Katie Bug, I'm coming home ready for dinner.
And everybody listening, get by this week and meet David Lord or go across to Fairhope, meet Tony, and visit A&A Vacuum Mart.
Yes.
You're just going to be surprised at the whole experience.
I think so. I think you will. And just know that my dad started it all, and that's why we do it. Thank you so much.
That's why we play this song, too.
That's for sure.
What's left of this world? The world he left behind. Not so long.